Barack Obama was arrested. I'm Gage, and this is America Divided, 75 days after Election Day in America. And while some video has surfaced of former President Barack Obama, well, in a jail cell, and many are asking the question, has Barack Obama been arrested? Now, as you can see right here, this is the video of Barack Obama in khakis, and he is in a jail cell walking around, kind of getting to know the place. And well, with over 30,000 National Guard troops in Washington, D.C., the rumor on the street is that on January 20th, many people are going to jail. There was a rumor a week ago of Pope Francis and the President of Italy going to jail. And well, now there's video of Barack Obama in a jail cell, which kind of blows my mind because I really didn't think that we would see anything from this anytime soon. If you didn't know already, on January 6th, there was a special operatives mission to recover evidence of treason in this country. And well, they stole Nancy Pelosi's laptop and found so much incriminating evidence on not only the Pelosi's, but her colleagues. And I'm assuming they found stuff on Barack Obama, as this video right here clearly shows Obama in a jail cell. However, unfortunately, as much as I would love to say this video is 100% real, in fact, this video is actually from 2 years ago. Barack Obama visited Nelson Mandela's jail cell, as you can see by these photos here. No, Barack Obama has not been arrested. However, he very well could be one on the list if what happens on January 20th really happens. Now, something very interesting is with these conspiracy theories that people have been saying. Well, one of the rumors was that the Space Force is going to be knocking out, well, the mainstream media. Now, many people said this is total and utter BS. However, today, CBS has gone down from this headline. A CBS outage temporarily left some East Coast football fans in the dark. From the New York Times, mind you, many might say, well, has CBS gone down? Well, if you look at the down detector, you now learn that CNN is down, Fox News is down, ABC is down, CBS All Access is down, Verizon, DirecTV, Comcast, AT&T, T-Mobile, and many other services. Now, this is not usual. It's not usual to see all these channels on the down detector. Verizon Wireless has even gone down, and they acknowledged it with a tweet. We are receiving multiple reports on this issue. We have forwarded the information to our engineers for resolution. Why am I telling people this right now? Well, as I mentioned before, it is rumored that Space Force is knocking out the mainstream media, cell towers, and everything. Essentially, well, I don't know what the plan is for that, but it's supposedly happening. And well, here we are on the 17th of January, only a couple days till President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. Notice how I used air quotes there. And well, many are speculating that President-elect, quote-unquote, Joe Biden won't be inaugurated. And I said in yesterday's video that I hands down doubt Joe Biden will be elected president on Inauguration Day. And I still stand by that today. If this whole QAnon conspiracy theory is to be true, President Trump will have 4 more years. This is big information. And well, that video from Obama in a jail cell isn't, well, too far off. Well, not just him, but many on the right and many on the left are going to jail. If all of this is true and those National Guard troops are on our side, they are going to jail. It's kind of interesting to note that those troops in DC have no idea why they're in DC, no idea whatsoever. They're just there on orders. They don't even know what the orders are. They were just told to be there. At this point in time, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what the mission is yet. And well, many are saying they won't know until the 20th of January. February when they are ordered to arrest the very high-profile politicians that committed treason against the United States of, well, America. We reported last week that the Ronald Reagan Airport had been shut down. We reported 2 days ago that roadblocks are all over D.C., and that's still the case. D.C. is on lockdown right now for a virtual inauguration. I know, I don't understand it myself. It doesn't make sense for a virtual inauguration. And while it doesn't make sense, why would they lock down Washington, D.C. for an inauguration that isn't planning on having anyone attend? It just doesn't add up, and I don't buy it. Yesterday, we reported that the Biden, pre-administration team canceled the inauguration parade and inauguration rehearsal, and we got a lot of flack on social media, people saying that we clickbaited them. We did not clickbait. I was making the point in yesterday's episode that, well, if the Biden team cancels the rehearsal, inauguration, and the parade for security threats in one of the safest cities in the world right now. I mean, think about it. There are more troops in DC right now than in the Middle East combined. And, well, Joe Biden doesn't feel safe. That makes me feel like those 30,000 troops aren't on his side. And, well, they very well might not be. And that's right there is what really makes me think Biden isn't going to be inaugurated, because it only makes sense. All this stuff is coming together now. I mean, people called QAnon crazy. Well, hey, here we are. One of the things that they said is coming true. Massive mainstream media outages. On top of that, people are going to jail. Video surfaces of Barack Obama in a jail cell. Now, mind you, that is from something that happened 2 years ago, but still, all this stuff is happening and it doesn't really make sense. Now, the funny thing is, though, I bet you this video is going to get fact-checked like every other video. And, well, my question is, if it's not real, if this is just completely fake news, why are they wasting their time fact-checking my channel? So what? 100,000 people will see this. Doesn't matter. Doesn't mean that it's real. Why fact-check it? It's because they're trying to suppress what they know is true. They are trying to come up with reasons to disprove everything that we've said and suppress us from the algorithm and the search. It's pretty disgusting. Regardless, if this is 100% true, I mean, I say every day that I'm just reporting on speculative news. It doesn't mean it's going to 100% come true. Things could very well happen differently. I mean, I said yesterday in yesterday's video that, well, why would the Trump administration tell everyone where they're going to be? Doesn't make sense. That's not, you don't tell the enemy where you're going to be. That's not how war works. And, well, we are at a war currently, a war on information with big tech censoring apps like Gab and Parler. Well, we're not living in the America we thought we were. Well, I've been Gage, and I'm signing off.